Talking today with Tom Buchanan, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tom, the Oklahoma Water Conference, the Governor's Water Conference, underway, wrapping up later on today, in fact. And this is obviously one of the topics that we're going to be always talking about in the state of Oklahoma, given the fact that we've got a lot of water in some parts of the state, not nearly enough in other parts of the state. What are some of the key messages you've heard thus far at this year's Water Conference?
Well, absolutely, Ron. I'm afraid that this water discussion will never go away. And it's not just that Oklahoma's water is not necessarily spread across the state as much as we got to look at history. And in Oklahoma, our demand on water is growing significantly over it was just a few years ago, for example. There are many more of us. There are more needs, more demands on that, both industrial, oil and gas, agriculture, municipal, recreation, tourism, wildlife. Everybody wants to share that pie anymore. And with what's recently occurred here, certainly the drought that's just impacting Oklahoma greatly, there's not as much of it as there used to be to go around. So that old supply and demand issue is the number one thing in front of us. As far as the convention itself is going, or the Governor's Water Conference, it's a great attendance, in excess of about 500 people. A lot of good turnout and a lot of folks that are very, as you can imagine, very, very interested in water. Yesterday, for example, we did have a little breakout session that involved Oklahomans, truly, truly Oklahomans who are making a difference in water worldwide. Folks are going to areas that don't have enough water and are developing water for those people in the African continent, for example, drilling wells and just getting fresh water to people. It's amazing what Oklahomans are doing whenever you look at water around the world. So our water issues that we view as being just enormous, I don't think are anything that Oklahomans themselves cannot solve when Oklahomans decide to.
You're, of course, in a part of the world that is very water deficient right now, a deficit there in your the lake that you're involved with Lake Altus Lugert. The Tom Steed Lake is also very, very low right now. That causes a great deal of concern, I know, for southwest Oklahoma.
Absolutely, Ron. In far southwest Oklahoma, the Altus area, there's about 40,000 people that rely on Tom Steed Reservoir, which is right north of Snyder, for their primary source of drinking water. Today, that body of water is somewhere around 25% capacity. That is certainly, whenever you're looking at drinking water and you're getting down that low, you're beginning to really pay attention and see what's going on, what can we do, how can we solve this issue. Well, now, we're at 0.25% there, we do have Lugert, which is right north of Altus, as a secondary source of water that in most times would give us all of the room for breathing that we want to, not a problem. But that lake today is at 9.5% capacity. So both of those have been impacted greatly by this drought, and not only just in quantity, but as lakes fall in level, the quality diminishes rapidly. And we're beginning to see some problems with quality of water now. Now, nothing that can't be treated, but that treatment process is becoming more expensive. That treatment process itself creates a little bit of a taste that most folks don't like. And then there are some issues with high chlorine water as it stays in the infrastructure in the pipes for a period of time, creating another quality issue. And so you combine low lake level, you combine conservation that everyone down there, the tap doesn't run long anymore in southwest Oklahoma until you shut it off. So you combine those things and it is really creating a consternation locally. We are looking at every avenue of where's the additional water, what can we get close by, are there other sources of water we can go to? We are in Altus in particular, we are looking at water in Texas, trying to revive a well field in Texas and move that water north across the state line. That will come to fruition here in a very short period of time. So, yes, southwest Oklahoma, western Oklahoma's whole, the Texas Panhandle, western Kansas, the drought is still ongoing and impacting greatly from municipal supplies, not to mention industry, energy, and ag.